The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Glass Mask Theatre is a company that stages all new plays in an intimate and immersive Dawson Street space at number 41. Their ethos is to support new artists alongside some of Ireland's best. Awarded Theatre Company of the Year after only 12 months, they debut a modern classic tonight and they have an exciting lineup planned for 2025. And joining me to talk about all of this, their journey and their vision, is Rex Ryan, co-founder of Glass Mask Theatre. Rex, good morning and welcome.
Thanks, Pat.
A great accolade after a relatively short time in business to be Theatre Company of the Year.
Yes, it was. It was a whirlwind first year. We didn't have very much. I had a good question to ask when you start something that's a bit ambitious and mad and insane is, what have you got for free? And I happened to have a great group of friends who were brilliant actors, writers and playwrights.
And they were willing to work for nothing.
Well, they were blackmailed into working for nothing by me and dragged off their arses into the theatre. And we all just worked extremely hard for that first year and it was brilliant.
Now, you were in a kind of a temporary home and now you've found a permanent home. Explain.
It was a beautiful act of serendipity. So we were residents in the gorgeous Smock Alley Theatre on the Liffey. We did two plays there with a great Irish playwright, Jimmy Murphy. And then I'd been sitting in this little wine bar cafe, which we were talking about earlier, Pat, was the former Bible Society of Ireland.
I used to pass by it and wonder who shops in here. It was kind of a bookshop with religious books in the window.
That's it.
And a beautiful curved glass window.
Gorgeous facade, loads of Bibles. And I don't know, there was holy things going on there. And then a group took it over, made it into a wine bar cafe called The Bestseller. I had been sitting in Bestseller Cafe, robbing free dinners, hanging around with my wife, attempting to write plays. And the guys approached me and they said, we hear you're trying to start a new writing theatre with all your mates. What about this? And of course, it clicked. I said, this could be perfect. So we didn't have a stage. We didn't have anything. We did the plays on the floor. And we only built a stage about a year and a half ago through a GoFundMe campaign. But that's how it was born. My wife was managing it as a wine bar.
So you've got a wine bar which still continues and you have a space which is a theatrical space with a stage. How many people can it hold?
60 is packed.
60 is packed.
60 feels like 200 in there though, because it's a little boutique sort of New York style cafe.
But you're not going to make your fortune on 60 bums on seats.
No, we've no money, but we've happiness. We've a gala fundraiser tonight, so I essentially sing for my supper every so often. I do a play and then I take off my costume and put on a blazer and immediately ask rich people for money, and they rarely give it. So we fund off the kindness of a few strangers, and now it's a big one for us because for the first time ever we're Arts Council funded next year. So that's a nice backing for us as a new writing theatre. Mm.
Now, explain the vision that you have, because you can go back to, say, smaller theatres years and years ago in Dublin that were knocking around the place and they flourished, they bloomed, they died. What's your plan?
Like we all do, Pat. We flourish, we bloom and we die. That will probably happen to us, like everything in life that's alive. So I was lucky. I had a couple of mentors and one of them was Tom Hickey, the old Irish actor. Yeah. Brilliant actor. A lot of people would know him from The Reardons. I was very taken by Tom because, number one, he was a brilliant screen actor, but he was also a man of the theatre. He's a real artist. And Tom, like you alluded to, was in one of those old theatres, the Focus Theatre, Place.
Deirdre O'Connell,
married to Luke Kelly. And what I loved was Tom sort of taught me how to act, but he would tell me these incredible stories of being in a movie, but then being happiest when he would go back to this tiny little theatre on the Quays, you know, or near Ely Place, and they would do these mad Chekhov one-act plays. And some of the greatest Irish film actors that loads of people would know worked there, and they talked about how magical all of that was and connecting with people in the theatre. I had no interest in the theatre until I met these people, and then I thought that could be something. I was quite changed by theatre when I did find it. And it was very powerful. And I thought if I could mix some of that pure theatre, make it like a rock and roll concert or a boxing match, how visceral and exciting that could be, but also get people in who would never usually go to the theatre by luring them with cheese and wine, I thought that I could be on to something.
There used to be a thing called dinner theatre.
Yes.
This is not quite dinner theatre. It's not that posh.
No, it's not that posh at all. This is a bit more rock and roll than dinner theatre. And I think there's a connotation with dinner theatre that's not good. Or it might be, you know, Fawlty Towers experience or something like that, which I actually saw in Edinburgh, which was fantastic. But the thing with Glass Mask is we have some of the best playwrights in Ireland working with people who it might be their first play. So it's a really vibrant energy. And I think you see things that you wouldn't see in a lot of the other theatres there.
Now, you talk about meeting Tom Hickey and being kind of seduced into theatre by Tom's experiences and his tall tales of theatre. But, I mean, your heritage is theatre, besides broadcasting and your late dad, pal of mine, Jerry, of course. But besides that, the Burke family.
Yeah, the Burkes were quite an incredible group of actors, writers, directors, costumiers, these people who wore loads of leather and lots of pearls, all fake. And they were extremely artistic. They ran the Gaiety Theatre, supplied costumes, all these things. So the Burke side was my dad's mother. And that's maybe the theatre gene is yeah, from a lot of
the
them.
The performing gene, everything.
All of that. The show, the need to show off, Pat.
And you've been doing that in spades. You have an acting career separate to your creative endeavours for Glass Mask. You have your personal acting career. How's that been going?
That's been going, well, acting's a crazy gig. It's brilliant. I like acting in the theatre a lot. I've done a good bit of television recently. That has its own set of challenges. But I love acting. I miss my family when I'm doing it. I don't like missing roast chicken dinners with my family every night. But if you're in a good play and you get it right, and theatre, when it works, it's glorious. It's very, it's exhilarating.
And you did a Western recently, where in which you had a part?
Yes, so it was a brothel photographer named Oscar, and I had black teeth and an old camera, and I went around trying to convince women to take their clothes off in the series, and always failing, maybe because of the black teeth. And we shot it in Almeria, which was where all of those old brilliant spaghetti westerns were shot, like the Sergio Leone films. Spectacular place. Basically a giant desert. And yeah, that was, it's a totally different rhythm, Pat. You know, the theatre you're on for 2 hours in front of people with no break, stakes are high. I sat in a hotel for 2 weeks and did about two scenes and ate and put on weight.
Well, at least you were fed for that period, even though you didn't have the roast chickens every night.
No.
Whatever else you might have had in
Spain. Despite demanding them.
Now, you have a play opening tonight. You've got a gala performance of it. It's already previewed in the Civic Theatre. Tell me about that play.
It's by a man called Stephen Jones, who I think is one of Ireland's best writers, best playwrights. He's got a series on Netflix at the moment called Northern Lights, which was a play. We all came through this place, Pat, called Theatre Upstairs, run by the late, great Carl Shields, great Irish actor. It was across from the Abbey Theatre, basically a pub theatre. We did all new plays there. Stephen wrote some of the first plays for that place, 20 seats, tiny, and they were spectacular. So Stephen now got one of his first plays turned into a Netflix series. This play, From Eden, that I'm in Glass Mask, I loved it so much when I first saw it. We did a Glass Mask version of it. I'm in it with a brilliant actor called Jordan Jones. And what it is it's two lost souls in a toilet that's being built in a house at a New Year's Eve party. And they both find each other. And in an hour, they sort of come to terms with who they are and what they're going to do with their lives.
No intermission, straight through.
Straight through. 1 hour straight through.
Okay, it sounds like an interesting proposition. 55 minutes, just the two of you in a toilet.
That's exactly what you're dealing with. Okay. It's on us. We have nothing.
You have big plans for 2025, including one probably controversial show that you're going to put on, and you're going to be it. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to be him. 2025 is a big year for us. Thank the gods and Zeus that the Arts Council funded us. So we're semi-funded by the Arts Council. It's a big statement from them supporting us as a new writing venue. We've got loads of great new plays by people like Simon Stevens. He's an Olivier and Tony Award-winning playwright. He gave us his new play. That's a big statement that it's been done in Dublin and not London, and from him. So I'm in that, and that goes to then transfers to London. So we're touring for the first time to London. Lee Coffey, Carmel Winters, these are all great Irish playwrights. They're writing new plays specifically for the venue. And I'm writing a new show, one-man play called The Monk. And I'm playing Gerard Hutch.
Have you spoken to the man in order to achieve some resemblance of characterization?
Yeah, there's been some research done. And at the moment, I'm trying to figure out what the actual form and structure of the play itself will be. Because, you know, in a theatre, it's quite interesting. I just think the energy around it is going to be wild anyway. So I need to find a way to tame that and also how best to use it. But I think it could be fantastic, and it might be controversial as well, yeah.
I have no doubt it's going to be controversial. That's premiering next year sometime.
Yeah, that's in the summer. That's in and around May.
Now, in the meantime, the show starts tonight, runs until the 19th. 41 yes. Dawson Street is the place. Glass Mask is the theatre. From Eden is the title of the play. Where do people book?
www.glassmasktheatre.com. And then we've got Facebook, Instagram, X, all that stuff. And you can just click on ticket links there to get it.
Okay, so glassmask.com is where you start anyway.
And that's it.
Everything else is revealed there.
All will be revealed.
Rex, best of luck tonight with the gala. And thank you very much for coming in and joining us. That's Rex Ryan, who is co-founder of Glass Mask Theatre, awarded Theatre Company of the Year. Rex, thanks a mil.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.